Drexel University is displaying a photography exhibit of America's most hazardous jobs. For nearly 50 years, photojournalist Earl Dotter has been documenting workers who put themselves in harm's way 9 to 5. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
Fresh out of college, Earl Dotter started photographing the most hazardous job in America, coal mining in Appalachia. That was 1969, when an explosion in Farmington, West Virginia, killed 78 miners. And then in 1972, at Buffalo Creek, West Virginia, a dam holding back 132 million gallons of coal mining wastewater burst. It wiped out thousands of workers' homes below it, killing 125 people. One of the survivors of that Buffalo Creek disaster was Paul Rhodes. He went back to work in the coal mines a year later, and Dotter took a picture of him in a shack waiting to go underground. He said it was his first portrait that was any good.
Miners' clothes had darkened the plywood walls, just rubbing against and made it kind of almost a black cavern with window light. Kind of Rembrandt window light illuminating Paul's face.
At the time, a coal miner perished every other day in America. Since then, safety regulations have improved. But what interested Dotter more were the thousands of miners killed quietly over a long period of time by black lung. He went on to photograph workers in cotton mills, many of whom were sickened and died from bisonosis, also called brown lung, from breathing cotton dust. Dotter would also photograph hospital workers, commercial fishermen, people who had worked with asbestos. Sometimes the workers he photographed decades ago are only now succumbing to occupational illnesses.
Often it takes a long time to manifest itself in one's body, such as asbestos workers. They may be exposed to asbestos washing out their dad's clothing in the garage after he comes home from work, and 20 years later, they might have the disease.
The exhibition is up in Drexel University's main building until November. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.